really brilliant work. However, we'll do a few more after 11 o'clock, of course. I run through the final set of them. No early clues tonight for the rewind. So it's a few sit sounds between now and quarter past 0345 303-333-8133 and RUSS. Also, the numbers for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. I have no idea myself. As always, I have literally opened the clue now. If you can help me track him down, that would be great, because I'd hate him to win. And we're going to catch up with the fella himself in less than a half hour. Clue number one. This tropical volcanic island, with its famous twin mountains, is the only country in the world named after a woman. This tropical volcanic island, with its twin famous mountains, is the only country in the world named after a woman. I can't believe there's only one. That's crazy if that's the case. Tropical volcanic island. It's east or west. I don't think it's Europe. I'm not even sure it'd be Africa. I'm thinking east or west. You may know the only country in the world named after a woman, Twin Mountains. 81333 RUSS. Where could he be? Also, what is he doing there? Find out very soon. And another clue after 11. Here's True. Here on a Thursday night, it's so nice you're with me. With me, Russell, lots of guesses for Andy Mossack, where he is, and also songs for bears. We've got one more clue very soon for Andy. Robin Foster on the wall's very, very clever. Keith is checking in from Rotherham, saying, Andy, I think, is in St. Lucia. Martin in Osset. St. Helena? An island. St. Lucia, says Mike in Bempton. John in Hull saying Andy's in St. Lucia. Keith in Chessy thinks it's Mauritius. Pete in Keith Lee with St. Helena. Graham in Craig going for St. Helena. Pam in Louth, reference Andy Mossack. Oh. See, no sooner do you say his name than this starts playing. Pam in Louth shouting up with St. Lucia. Roving travel reporter is on the road again. Now, clue number one was an island with mountains, the only country in the world named after a woman. Here is clue number two. St. Helena, St. Lucia seem to be the two. It's between those two islands. Here, this might settle it. Clue number two. Oh, there's quite a lot of detail in this. France and Britain fought over this island throughout the 1700s, with possession changing 14 times until the British finally won it in 1814 and retained rule until it went independent in 1979. That is clue number two. So is that St. Helena or St. Lucia? Britain and France fought over... I mean, we fought over so many things. Britain and France fought over this island throughout the 1700s. Possession changed 14 times between Britain and France until the British finally won it in 1814, and then they voted for independence in 79. It's an awful long time. 81333 RUSS is how you can get in touch. 81333 RUSS. If you think you know exactly where he is, St. Lucia, St. Helena, or somewhere completely different, 0345 303 3333. Suggestions here. St. Lucia seems to be the way to go. St. Helena and St. Lucia, we did have Mauritius thrown in there as well. I think we're edging towards St. Lucia. I genuinely don't know, so I will go with weight of opinion. But I don't know, really. I've never been to the Caribbean or anywhere like... Well, I've been to Cuba, having said that, which is technically the Caribbean. But it was, you know, it's a very different feel to the rest of it. But that was quite a few years ago. Born in Johnny Bristol and hang on in there, baby. However, we don't need it. Johnny can come on in a few moments' time. We have made contact to the International Man of Mystery. They seek him here, they seek him there. But chances are he'll be in a nice hotel. So it kind of narrows down the places that you're looking. We've had two clues through this evening, and it's time to say good evening, Andy Marsack.
Hey, hi Russell, how are you?
Yes, I'm all right, my friend. It's nice to make contact with you. Dare I say, you sound like you're far away.
Yes, I'm on a loudspeaker this time because, I'm in the jungle actually, and in an open room with the there's no wall. It's literally straight out to the canopy of the jungle, and you can probably hear the crickets.
Well, I absolutely can. We have been trying to figure out where you are. We've put our heads together. We are coming together with the answer of Saint Lucia.
Yes, bullseye. Well done.
We got it. And here we are talking to you. You are in the jungle.
Yeah. I'm in a beautiful place called. It's a sanctuary room. They call it here at Jade Mountain, and it's. It's a bedroom that's only got three walls. The fourth wall faces the whole... There isn't a wall, basically. It's just an open room to the jungle. So it's something quite unusual. trying to get to living, sleeping, just listening to crickets is a bit unusual, I must say. But, we're on island time here, mate. So we're lucky you caught us, because it could have been an hour away.
Wow. This must be quite the extraordinary experience then, Andy. Have you ever done out like this before?
No. You know, sleeping and living outdoors is something quite unusual, I must say. And I was a bit concerned about bugs, but that's really not the case. So it's all been very nice. And I'm lucky, actually. I'm joined here. I've got a guest with me, a lovely lady called Sibel, and she's from the St. Lucia Tourism Authority.
Hi there.
Hi there, Sibel. Hi there.
So, she's lived here all her life. So I thought, rather than me witch her on, I thought it'd be quite nice just to hear it firsthand from the horse's mouth.
Well, I've got to say, here's my question then, Sibel. I've got to ask. When I hear the name St. Lucia, I think of beautiful stretches of golden sand. I think of the sea. I don't necessarily think of trees and wildlife. I don't think of the jungle. So, where you are now, I mean, it sounds like, you know, is it a bit of a hidden gem on the island? Is it a bit undiscovered?
It is a gem on the island. Your the thoughts in your mind of St. Lucia are correct. Parts of the island we have beautiful long stretches of white sand beaches, but we're also very mountainous, and we have lush rainforests and waterfalls, and we're a volcanic island, so we also have black sand beaches as well. So it's actually a really diverse island. You get everything in one destination.
I've got to ask as well, in the background, I can obviously hear crickets, I can hear the life in the jungle. I mean, you must have an enormous range of species of animals right around you at this very moment.
Yes, we do. We're actually in an area where you could find the St. Lucian parrot, which is absolutely exquisite. And we do have quite a few animals that are endemic to St. Lucia, but it's safe, mostly snakes, mongoose and so forth, but it really is a simply gorgeous island, and because it offers so much. And Andy talked about his clues. One of his clues was the Twin Peaks, which is an UNESCO, it's a World Heritage Site. So we're very unique. Not only are we named after a woman, but we have a World Heritage Site here. So that sort of differentiates us from all the other islands.
The other strange animal they got, Ross, is Andy Mossack, of course.
Yeah, the strangest strangest animal there, if you ask me, is Andy Mossack. But for a wild animal, never struggles to find food, I will say about Andy Mossack. When you're on the island here, is there like a highest point? Is there, dare I say, does it have beaches, jungles, and skiing, or does it never? Are they not that high, the mountains on the island?
Very, very high, and there's lots of hiking opportunities here. Mount Jimmy is our highest peak, but we have very challenging hikes and not so challenging hikes. So There's it's extremely mountainous in the center of the island, and then right around the entire island is just beautiful beaches, great for scuba diving or just lounging around.
They've also got a great one here, Russ. It's a driving volcano. Ever heard of that?
Driving volcano. Explain this premise, Andy.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know it.
It's a dormant volcano, but the crater is very large, and there's a road built right through it. And you park on right inside of the crater of the volcano, and you can take a little walk down to some mud baths. And it's called the Sulphur Springs. And the mud baths are quite popular because it says, you know, most tourists sort of lather themselves with that mud, and it takes 10 years off of you. Very relaxing, and definitely one of the things that's very unique about this island.
Wow. So naturally, I've been in this day, you know, so I've lost about 20 years, mate.
You've taken 20 years off you in the island. So there is a dormant volcano you can drive into. There is a room that you currently sat in with three walls. And, I mean, this is a very different sort of touristy experience, Andy, would you say?
I'd say it's very different, yeah. The first few days I was here, I was in the north of the island, which is, you know, it's not quite as humid as down here. It's slightly different. And Windjammer was more for families, I'd say. You know, it's a real kind of resort for families and kids, whereas where we are here, you know, it's a bit, well, it's adults only, so they don't have kids here, but it's a little bit more, I'd say,
romantic.
Yeah, but unfortunately, my wife's not here with me this week. It would have been nice, wouldn't it? But I did get very romantic. I made chocolate today. That was pretty good. They've got obviously lots of cacao here, some of the best cacao in the world. So I learned how to make chocolate, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, I must say. So obviously, eating it was very cooking
nice.
It.
Nice. Now, because of its sheer location here, Andy, when we talk about sort of brass tacks, and we'll get onto the all-important food in a moment, but in terms of getting there, I imagine it's probably a destination for the major cruise liners. They will nip in, is it? I mean, airlines, to get there, is it a challenge?
We're very fortunate, I think. There's a direct flight. British Airways come here, yeah. On the, they sort of hop here and then on to Antigua, is it?
Yes, yeah. But with the non-stop flights from London to St. Lucia, so it's pretty easy.
And there's lots of cruise ships too, which is a port. Now, fortunately, there was no hurricane hit here, as you probably realised that all of the Caribbean got in trouble, but St. Lucia was spared.
Yeah, we were completely untouched. We were lucky because, you know, St. Lucia is further south than a lot of the islands that normally get hit by hurricanes. Usually when it approaches the Caribbean and the Windward Islands start to veer north. So we've been very lucky over the years. We're completely untouched. And if your listeners are interested in a vacation, we're ready to host them.
Okay. So
yeah, of course, the rum is good here too, by the way.
I would expect nothing less. To be quite frank, Andy, I would expect nothing less for you to have happened across a nice distillery this afternoon. Food is what kind of range of cuisine are we looking at here, Andy?
Well, I've chowed down on some bouillon, which is a very nice stew. The national dish is, it's green figs and salted fish, which is, I've got to say, I can't lie, it's not my favourite. But they do a lot of chicken, a lot of fish, of course, local fish. Mahé is one of the things I've tried, and it's lovely. And a roti, because as you know, with the French and the English, there's also an Indian culture too.
Wow!
So there's a real mix of different cultures. It's fun.
Okay.
And my favorite sweet is a coconut turnover.
Well, you've sold me a coconut. I've got to say for that one. Now, with the island, I mean, you're there for what? How much longer are you on the island here, Andy?
I'm only here for another couple of days, unfortunately. So I've got to make the most of it. What I like here. They love the things they say. They say the weekend starts on a Wednesday.
That's true.
Finishes on a Sunday, and they get Monday, Tuesday to recover. And when it runs.
That's good.
Is, you know, it's pretty nice. They call the rain here liquid sunshine, which I love that. That's quite nice, right?
Yeah.
This
that's
is good.
It's still so beautiful when it rains.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been loving it, mate. I've had a good time. They've been very welcoming people. And the whole thing's good. I've got to teach you a couple of words, though. Are you ready to learn some Creole?
Go for it. Teach me Creole.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Come on. What's, go on. Give
so
me some Creole.
So, how are you?
Yeah.
In Creole, sao fair.
How fair? Sao fair?
Sao fair. Perfect.
There you go.
That was awesome.
I can speak Creole now.
Yay.
They're all of
it. So sao fair is the short version, and sakafet.
Yeah, and hello is onju. Is that right? Onju.
Oui.
Hello is onju. A bit like bonjour, but not quite the same.
Hey, listen, guys, it's been fabulous to get a bit of Creole and to hear about life on the island. And Andy, you will be absolutely gutted to realize I couldn't find the details of one twin town on all of St. Lucia, which you need to do something about in the next 2 days while you're still there.
I'm going to go over the ministry.
There it is. You're on your way to it now. Andy, you have a terrific time. There we have it. St. Lucia. It sounds like a remarkable place, a place I'd like to go. Right over in the Caribbean. Not too bad, is it? Where will he be in a fortnight's time? We shall just have to wait and see. Andy Mossack on the road again. Now, this is...